Going to be starting the union of Kedima Bitstaka. So what is the hierarchy? So there are two discussions in the post-kim. Say Bitstaka Mishpat discusses first in terms of the people, which person gets priority. And then the other discussion is what causes get priority. So the two discussions in hierarchy of tzedakah, which people get priority and which causes get priority. So the first year will be on the people, which people get kedima for tzedakah over other people. And that's both topics are very interesting. So let's begin with the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Ki yev v'cha evyom me'echan achecha v'achad sharecha v'artzecha asher v'ashem v'lokecha nosei loch v'lo sa'ameitz etz levavcha v'lo sichpos etz yodcha me'achicha evyom. So there is surim here of not refraining from giving staka. So, but it's not clear in the pasuk if there's any din of kedima. It just says evyon. So, achad sharecha could mean you're a locale. Right. So we have to see what is the idea of aniyah yircha. What makes somebody aniyah yircha, and what is the yeah. So if you look at the Sifrei on page 3, Evyon, so the Sifrei has a drasha, Ta'ev Kodim. Ta'ev means he's the one who is the most needy. Ta'ev Kodim. Achicha, the achicha me'avicha. Page 4. Shu omer me'achar achecha melamed she'achicha me'avicha, because it says me'achar achecha. So achecha means avicha. Shu omer me'achar achecha melamed she'achicha me'avicha kodem l'achicha me'imecha. Right, so you have a common father, that's a stronger chiyuv than a common mother. And then it says, "Bacha sharecha yoshve ircha yirecha kodmim yoshve yiracheres." That's one idea. "Ba'artzecha yoshve haaretz kodmim yoshve chutzlarts." So, yoshve eretz Yisrael come before Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz. The question is, what if I live in Chutz La'aretz? So for me, the Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz are my Aniyah Yircha. So would we still say that Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael are called Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz? So we'll talk about that. Shomer b'achad sharecha yo Yoshvei v'mokim echon yato yo mitzuv al farnesoi yimchazer al psachim in a tozokuk l'chol dover. So we'll have to see what's that idea. So let's see how the poskim interpret these halachas. So take a look at the Rambam, page 5. Halachi Gimel, Ani Shu Krovo Kodim L'Chol Adam. So the first thing is, if you have two people that are aniyim, but one is your relative, so your relatives come first. Aniyei beso Kodnim Lania Iro. So Lania Beso is what? Your house, people in your household. Kodnim Lania Iro. Lania Iro Kodnim Lania Yeracheres. Shenemar Achich Laniachol Yemilka Bartzecha. So how does this hierarchy work? So we see a difference between Aniyah Yerchah, Aniyah Yerchahs, and then Krovim has a, and then he speaks about Aniyah Beso. So.
What about Tov Kodem?
And what about Tov Kodem?
Yeah.
Right, so that's a, it's also, in other words, what if you're, the people in your household, or your Krovim, and they have food, but they don't have, they need, you know, they don't have day machsoro. But they have, and this other fellow, who's not a korov, he doesn't even have food. He's, so are we still going to say that he goes first? So, Bez Hashem, that's in a, I don't think it's in today's packet, but it's in a coming packet.
I think I mentioned
The ad and the yeah. So we have to see. We'll talk about it. This packet will address that question because you said that advertisement was saying that you always have to give to the.
He couldn't name Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shemi. He couldn't have said. He didn't say because he couldn't
understand.
Yeah.
But the question is, what does that say? To give it over, Kupa Da'ir is more chashuv than Aniyeh Ircha in Eretz Yisrael, even when he's talking about Chutz La'aretz. And what's the significance of Kupa Da'ir that has Bnei Brak? Okay, so let's see what it says in the poskim. The right. Everything has its all its makaris. So there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. We read this as the Haftorah, Shabbos morning on Yom Kippur morning at by Shachris. This is the Haftorah. Halo Faros Lora'im Lachmecha Vani Merulim Tovim Bayis. You have to give the hungry. You have to give the poor. Kisera Aram v'chisiso. If you see a person doesn't have clothing, you have to cover him up. Ubi b'sarcha lo sisalam. So this is the famous pasuk that that gives chashivas to your program. Ubi b'sarcha al tisalam. Lo tisalam. So the Tana Deve Eliyahu on page 7 he says V'zman sh'adam mechaber esavim v'esimo b'yaldusam v'yitzarach omer v'ezuknusam kachu b'fur shalom b'chabal onei Yishayah ha'novi halo faros l'rei v'lachmecha v'ani merum tovim b'ayis kisira arom v'chisiso v'sarcha lo z'zalo ha'ketzat. Al Shem Yesh Lo Adam Mizonos Musaf Beso, Lachish Lo Sos Mem Tzedaka. He has money. He wants to give Tzedaka. Teishi Yisparnes Achrei Mishalo. Keti Yasa Betchila Yifarnes Es Aviv Es Imo. So your parents, they have the priority. See, we didn't see this yet in the previous sources. We saw this of Korov and bias, but he's saying specifically your parents come first. If you hosir, you have extra money, you find this as Echav Ach Yosef, your brothers, your sisters. If you hosir, you find this B'nai Mishmachto. The rest of the family. If you hosir, you find this B'nai Shchunasa, people in your neighborhood. B'mhoser, you find this B'nai Mavoy Shalom, people in the same Mavoy. Mikanda Elach Yabit Staka im Shar B'nai Yisrael. Mekach Nema Achak Avanim Ruim Tovim Bais. So let me ask you a question. What about your children? Where do they fall in? So that means that if you have, say, your children, we're talking about, say, they're all out of the house, say. So, but you have a brother who's indigent, and you have a son. It seems over here that your brother would take precedence to your children. Well, I'm not talking about children who are in the house that are little kids who are, you know, less than six, more than six, we're not even talking, we're still under your wing. But we're talking, say, you have, let's talk about a kid. Your brother's, a grown person, he's around your age, and he has problems, and then you have a son who's, so if it's under B'nai Mishpachto, that would imply that Achiv Achiosov would come before, which is interesting, because people don't always think in those terms. Okay. So now let's see what the Torah says on this matter. Because we'll see, maybe the Torah maybe says differently. It says, Hanosin, hey, no, wait. Hanosin lebono v'levnosev agdolum sheinu chayi v'menozo noseihim kidei v'lamen ezchar v'toron l'hanik habonus v'derech yishara chayin hanosin matonus l'ovi v'li'imo v'im tzrichim lehem harizim v'chol tztofa v'lo'enu tzorech l'abdimam l'acherim. So what is the Torah saying? You have to be makdim who? Is that only on Ovi V'Imo, or is that going even on Banov U'Banosav? Because he says, first he speaks about Nosein L'Banov U'Banosav Hagdolim, right, where it's talking about that you no longer have a Chiyuv Mezonos, and you today Lamed am Yitzcharim Torah L'Hanig am Balas V'derech Yishara. So it's mashma. I don't know. You tell me. When he's saying that Tzorech L'Akdimam L'Acherim, it's mashma even Banav U'Banosav. Or what do you want to learn? You want to say differently? That's one question I want to raise. And the other question is, what does that mean? Banav U'Banosav Kedei Lamed Haskarim Torah. Say it's nothing to do with learning Torah. You have a son who's married and he has problems with just finances. Nothing to do with learning Torah. Nothing to do with putting him on the right path. He's on the right path, or he's not on the right path. Whatever he is, but. It's not so clear that so if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's clear. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, and it could be that there was, even though we wanted to say we all say Pshat in the Tana Devei Eliyahu, that doesn't mean that that's how the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin. Because it's mashma from the, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch on page 12, it says, Hanosin lebonu l'nosav hagdolim, she'enu chayim v'nizonoseim, in Lotus Abonim Torah, Lohanik Habonus, Fidel Kishara. Kein anos in matanos lovim vehem tzrichim lehem hariz im chal stoffer lo ere lo shon tzrich lachdim u machirim afil einu beno velo aviv el krov lo tzrich lachdim u lachol dover. So and then he says, so it's clear, Vachiv me'aviv kodim, and then he says, Afilu einu b'no, v'lo aviv, al krovo, they take precedence, and then Achiv me'aviv kodim lachiv me'imo. Maniyeh beso kodim maniyeh iro. And who aniyeh beso? So firstly I want to clarify where does son and daughter fit into the hierarchy?
You're not talking about the one that's over.
Right. Yeah, so the Ramah says
he's a car officer.
Yeah, So look in the Ramah, as Rabbi Chazon says, look in the Ramah on page 13. He said, first of all, he says, Eibachayev lo se staka atri yelo parnasoso. That's the first important thing. That staka starts, you know, you have to have your own parnasa. V'chach kayin yakdim parnasas ovi v'imo, v'heim manim. V'heim kolum parnasas bonav. V'chach ha-bonav, v'heim kolum v'imo. So the Ramah says in Beferish, that not what we thought shot in the Tanah de Elio, that sons come after parents. I mean sons, I guess daughters. Aim coming with Parnassus. So he writes it Beferish. V'achar kach yakti Parnassus obi v'imo, imei maniyim, aim kodmin le Parnassus bonov. V'achar bonov, then bonov, aim kodmin ochiv, and then, so that's what we thought would naturally think. Because as Rabbi Yolta pointed out, maybe the Tana Dvel Yom might have said differently, but the way the Ramah's paskening is that your children, even though you're not supporting them anymore, in terms of your chiyuv, you know, tzedakah, that's before your brother and sister. Then coming the shark krovim, a krovim coming the shechina, the shechina, manche iro, the iracheres. Okay, so that's the kedima here. So the kedima is your parents get the first thing of tzedaka, and then your children, even if they're grown children. You know, you have a son who's 40 years old and he's whatever, struggling. Your son, your daughter, and then your brother and sister from the father's side. And then after that is the what? The B'nai. Aniyei Beso. So how do you understand Aniyei Beso? Who are Aniye Beso? Could be Aniye who are living in your house. This is what we're talking about. We're not talking about Krovim. Krovim we spoke about. So
you call them Alein Gashem Bisharah?
Yeah, in other words, you have Aniye who are boarding, say, in your house. Aniye, right? Because it can't mean you're b'nei bais, because we already spoke about that. So then, aniye beso, hold me aniye iro.
They're paying rent, or they're just
Are they paying rent?
I don't know. That's in the Toronto, for instance, there are people, there are a lot of them who should love them, and people like rent out.
They rent out space for. I mean, they rent out. They have to pay to stay there.
At a cheap rate.
Cheap rate. Yeah. אני אירו קודם, אני אירו אחרס. Then he says, "Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael called me Yoshvei Chutz Laretz." Oh, so what is this idea of the Yoshvei? So there's a Bach. There's a Bach on page 10. This hachi tani b'sifri. Achicha me'avicha kodem achicha me'imecha v'nei yircha kodmim v'nei yirachers. Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael kodmim v'yoshvei chutzlarts. V'nirim ishtishneim me'irachers kamar. In other words, the case of Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael is that they're not ani yircha. So if the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael are not yircha, and the Yoshvei some other place than not on the Yircha, so then Eretz Yisrael takes place precedence to Chutzlars. But Aniye Yircha Mamish is more chashuv than Aniye Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says. But then the Shnei Meiracheres come when the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael called the Yoshvei Chutzlars. But Aniye Yircha Chutzlars pshita the kodmin Aniye Yiracheres afilu hei Meiretz Yisrael. So that's the famous Bach, that Aniye Yircha is kodem to Aniye Eretz Yisrael. So then the concept of Aniye Eretz Yisrael kodem is if the two Aniyim that are coming to you, one is Aniye Eretz Yisrael, who's not Aniye Yircha, one is Aniye Chutz La'aretz, who's also not Aniye Yircha, then you give to Aniye Eretz Yisrael. But your own Aniye Yircha Mamish is is before Ani Eretz Yisrael. What's up?
They can get a job as a janitor somewhere, or as even a janitor in a church.
Would you let us off the draft from the IKEA?
Yeah. So right. So we discussed that in the previous shiur, that if you can get a job, then you should get a job. Unless he has the heter Torah Sol Nosso, that he's really doing Torah Sol Nosso, you know, not just bottling around. But
can you find it on someone who can't get a job?
Yeah, well, calls him on that he doesn't have a job, that he's looking for the job. Then he.
He's always found a job flipping burgers.
Yeah, but then you have to. Right, so we discussed you have to have a job that will sustain you indefinitely. Because if you only have a job for 1 year, we said that's not good enough. You have to, or you have income, you have savings that you could to keep you afloat for an indefinite amount of time. Then you're not an army. Right, because we said that there's a sheet that says Masayim Zuz, and most poskim don't hold from that because it doesn't apply as much as that. Because we don't have my time zone helps you, sustains you for a year. So what are you going to do after the year? Well, either there was Kupa or like a Chichapeya. So we don't have either of them, Bismanazah. So that's why the post can say that the Matayim Zush is not Shaykh Bismanazah. And the only thing that Shaykh Bismanazah is the concept that you have a stable Parnassa that keeps you going indefinitely. But if, say, your job is only, you only have a job for 1 year, then you're still an Ani. But if you can get a job, so we saw brought down that then you have to get a job. Calls man that you didn't get the job, then you're still entitled to certain stuff. Oh. Okay, so that's the Bach, the famous Bach. Now, there is a sefer, a very chashuv sefer called Pas HaShulchan. The Talmud, Hilchos Herzl. Here's the Sharblot, if you want to see on page 14. From Yisrael of Shklov, the Talmud of the Gaon, Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and he wrote the Sefer Pas HaShulchan. So on page 15, Sif Katan Chav Tes, so he says an interesting thing.
He made
Aliyah.
What?
He made Aliyah. Yeah. He says like this. Yeshua is just Sitrei. Achich is Achich v'Avicha. Yeah. It keeps going. And then he quotes the Bach. The line that begins, Baran Beis Yosef. That the Shnei and Mira Keres is talking about. So that he wants to say like this. Ani ircha avshem chutz la'aretz chodmim ani ircha avshem eretz Yisrael. Yivadai b'hada omer diyoshve eretz Yisrael chodmim l'shal chutz la'aretz nira dafimu ani ircha eretz habayim v'yir heim lidchim v'bnei ani eretz Yisrael shal ba'al v'yir. Then he says v'li nira divadai ha'kosev d'tanei lo b'sifrei Eretz Yisrael Nemro, Tiyeh B'cha Evyon, B'cha Echecha, and the Kol Ador of Eretz Yisrael, Shekrovov, Kodmim, Lani Eero, Kodmim, Lani Eir Echeres of Eretz Yisrael. He said that, in other words, Ani Eircha is Kodmim Lani Eir Echeres. So, Ani Eretz Yisrael, your Krovim will come before that. And Aniye Iro Kodmin Aniye Yerecheres Be'eretz Yisrael. Ha'ine Eretz Yisrael Kodmin Yoshe Chutz La'aretz Ha'ine Shabayim Aniye Yerecheres Be'eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael Yoshe Yisrael Kodmin. So he says that what? Then what if your Aniye Ircha in Chutz La'aretz, and then there's Aniye Eretz Yisrael. So we said the Bach says that no, that the Aniye Ircha in Chutz La'aretz beat out Aniye Eretz Yisrael. But he's saying maybe not. He's saying that, let's see the line. Yoshe Eretz Yisrael, Kodmim Yoshe Chutz La'aretz, Shabayim Aniye Yerecheres Eretz Yisrael, Michutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, Yoshe Eretz Yisrael Kodmim. Yeah. Valomai bani iro shem chutz la'aretz. The name of the hikdim b'chol the ba'artzicha d'haino ani eretz Yisrael. Mustava lo kadmi. The mesinoso yoshve eretz Yisrael mikayim beiz mitzvahs l'chayos aniyim mikayim yeshivas eretz Yisrael. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says Ani Yoshve Eretz Yisrael take precedence to Yoshve Chutz La'aretz. If say two people come to you, one is from Eretz Yisrael, from a different city, one is from, someone's coming to you from Haifa and someone is coming to you from Queens. So you don't live in Haifa and you don't live in Queens. So you give the guy from Haifa. But what? אבל but what if you have an EA Eero in Chutz La'aretz and you have an EA Eretz Yisrael? You live in Queens, someone in Queens is coming to you, and someone from Eretz Yisrael is coming to you. No, I wasn't thinking so. Let's say, Umisvara Lokadmi. So he says differently than the Bach, who is pointed out. The Rishinoso Yoshe Eretz Yisrael, Mikhaim Ben. He holds that Ani Eretz Yisrael, a Kodmi, Lani Chutz La'aretz, even if they're from your ear. Because Ani Eretz Yisrael are Aniyim, so you get that mitzvah, and you also get the mitzvah of helping Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So if you, so like for a fine handler, the safer points this out there. So if two people for Aniyah Yircha, this is where a fine handler points out is against the Bach. There was Aniyah
Yircha.
Yeah, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Someone from Eretz Yisrael comes to you, and you live in Queens. If someone from Queens comes to you, so the Bach says for sure you give the guy from Queens over the guy from Haifa. But he's saying no, you give the guy from Haifa first because he's Yoshua Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you're Mekayim two mitzvahs, two Machayos Aniyim, Mekayim Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. So when the Gemara was talking about Aniyim. Talking about Sidim Sifrei, Bisharach Malamishen Mutsimu Somech Arz Chutz La'aretz. But he says, Yoshe Yisrael Kalmuk Lehan Shabbai, so Yoshe Yisrael Kalmuk Yoshe Chutz La'aretz. That's why they're both from different cities. They're not Aniyah Yircha. But what if it's Aniyah Yircha? Yircha is Kalmuk, but not for Aniyah Eretz Yisrael. So that's a chiddush. He says, "Misvara lo kadmi v'nisinos lo yoshvei Eretz Yisrael v'kayim beiz mitzvahs l'chayos aniyim u'v'kayim yeshivas Eretz Yisrael." Oh, so then the kupa sheir thing. Yeah, then it would depend upon who the article was written for. Saying like the Pasach Shulchan, that because they're sending it out to America,
right,
in English, so they're saying, oh, you got to give to the Kupa Sa'ir before you give to your based on that. It wouldn't necessarily be about Kupa Sa'ir per se. But so this is it's a chiddush, but the Bach says Mefarish not that way. We're fine to the point. Oh. So now what I'd like to discuss is what's called Aniyah Yircha. What's called Aniyah Yircha? In other words, is it a geographical thing, or is it not a geographical thing? Like Rav Shechter is very big in saying that it's not geographical. You can have somebody down the block that you don't have any shaykhus with, you don't have the same hashkafa, and someone in another geographical location that you're connected with, you associate with. So he says that once in a year that maybe that could be called the one outside of your geographical location, maybe it's called Aniyah Yircha, and not the community down the block that you. So I was always troubled by that. When I was preparing this shiurim, I wanted to find if there are makaris to say such a thing. Because the Pashup Shah, Aniyah Yircha, means a physical location. And even though it could be a community that I have nothing to do with, but they're still, you know, my neighbors. So I wanted to find out. So I saw, so I heard Rav Shechter say that once, I was a little bit bewildered. Then years later, I saw something came into the library, something from the Chasam Sofer that was mashed that way, and I couldn't find it. Now, when I was, what else I would have put it in the packet? I couldn't find it. Because I remember that when I read it, when it came in from the library, it was a new purchase. This is like 10, 15 years ago. 10 years ago, whatever. I saw it, so I was very, I said, oh, this seems like a sofa, but now when I was preparing the Shiurim, so we found some Makoros that seemed to have this idea. So let's see what those Makoros are. So let's take a look in page 17 in the Tshuva Shuft HaRaim of Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. He says, "Sharei ein lo marsha aniya kol atihilus mekroim aniya ir." But you can't say all the kihilus in the community that are New York are aniya ir. El kol bnei haniya kulam mishutafim kol yinayim. El avol heichus heim nechlokim chaburus chaburus ukihilus kihilus. How like kol aniya kihila kihila kaniya ir acheres. So it's say the different kihilus like. Lubavitch has its kehila, Square has its kehila, you know, different. So each kehila is like a different city. Because it's only when there's connection. But if you're not part of that kehila, so you're part of, then we have to discuss, you know, Rav Goodman always points out to me that a kehila really means, in the true sense of the word, it means like it's a kehila, like it's more like chassidim have. Like my wife pointed out, the real kehila in America that was not chassidic was what Rabbi Teitz, you know, did in Elizabeth. Like he made a school and a shul and Breuers, yeah, Breuers also, right? That's true. Breuers is it's a real kehila. It's not just a shul where you. Davening and you know it's a real kehila. So he's saying that every kehila that's its own ear.
Like Suvalk,
the rabbi
was in charge of many
Bavli places. Right. If you're the rabbi of Suvalk, so there are a lot of shuls in Suvalk, or Rabbi Riskin in Efrat. So like he would go like. Every Shabbos, he would go to this bar mitzvah, that bar mitzvah, because it's all under his aegis, So it's as opposed to just this is the young Israel of, okay, it's nice and you know, it's a nice thing and that you know, but it's not that same. So this is the first. So then I saw here in the Sefer Shari Tzedek on page 16, he quotes this. He quotes this Reim, Yishut HaReim, in the footnote Chavtes, and then the line begins, Ki'ir La'atma. Please then nira, Sheish Lodun as Chatzos Chassidim, Kol Chassidim, Me'atma, Ki'ir La'gabe Achim. In other words, so, if you have like, you have bells in Brooklyn, you have bells in Montreal, you have, you know, the bells Kihila spans, so that's one Kihila, even though they're not all, but they're all part of that, you know, Chabad of Australia, and Chabad of New Zealand, and Chabad of the West Side, and, you know. So he says that he thinks that that's called Ani Yirka. Omnam Nira, in Chomokom Gamanche Kila Acheres, Nechshavim Ani Yirka, Lagdimum of the Yir Acheres. But he says, so he thinks that all that Kehila, even though it's not geographic, it's one thing. But then he thinks there's significance to the geographic, that, let's say, your Chabad, you live in the west side, and then you have some other Aniyim in the west side. So he thinks that that will take precedence. The geographical will take precedence of another geographical location. So he says, in other words, he's saying that geography does play a role, but it's
second degree,
right? Rav Shaul Oda Ad Shekivosa Chashuvim Kaniya Iro Afim Dorim Bi'er Acheres Rav Baniya Kihil Acheres Yesh Lohaktim. Efsher Oda Ad Shekivosa Chashuvim Kaniya Iro Afim Dorim Bi'er Acheres Rav Baniya Kihil Acheres Yesh Lohaktim Zaniya Iro. Right, so you have you're part of the Bells Kihila, so then the Bells in Montreal, but you're Bells Brooklyn, that's could take precedence, but then the people who are in your shtat, you know, so it's not exactly what like Rav Shechter said, but it's an idea that, in other words, I was looking for a makor in the Kadmonim for this thing. So it's a Truvis Reim has this idea, but that, and then Rav Moshe Shapiro found to me in the Sefer Kol HaKotzuv L'Chaim from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Where he writes, "Dvar ban tzchus hakdima shel yoshvei eretz Yisrael, hu b'shem agrach l'fim diktei b'mamar ani yirchav ani yiracheres, nadu b'shtamshu chazal b'loshan ani yiracheres, l'omar ani yirchav ani acher." Elo shalom, page 19 of the bottom. Elo shalom kol ani acherim dinim shavet. Elo shadar b'chus lard v'heim ani yiracheres v'emes ani yir kol mimlehem. No, Toshovei Eretz Yisrael inam nechshavim klal aniyah yircheres. They call him with stock in the yircha. But then he says, yeah. Look on page 20 where I put the first arrow on the right. Tokach zvar l'fanei halachal of meisach meisagrach. Agedish al aniyah yircha inarach yoshvei yir mamish. Ela b'chol misha tzibur matil oso alecha v'al acharusach ala tzikul farnesom. חציבור נושאים שנדחה כבקבל תמיכה עוד סטוחה מבני חוגים אחרים ואומרם כבר מחויבו אנחנו אנשי שלומנו מוטל אנשי הציבור נדחים נדחה להקדים את סטוחה סעני בני חוגים תורה סעני ירחה. In other words, if the achrayis is usually that from your chug to help people from your chug, so that's called like a niye, similar to what we, you know, for the people from Bells, and her of the people from Bells, or the people, you know, so that's part of your, you know, so as Rav Shechter was saying that, like, he feels, you know, closer to the people in Teaneck than some other place in Gustoz or his constituencies. So that would be something, you know, from, I guess, from, you know, modern Orthodox community. So that could be, you know, maybe something that was a similar idea to what, even though it's not the same type of kehila like the Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi, but it's a similar idea. In other words, basically that was the idea. I was trying to find Makaris in old poskim of this idea that geography is not the only thing that counts. But it seems from that you know, the way that other Sefer pointed out, that geography does still play a role, even as a secondary. And then the Chachmas Adam here has a thing of he says, Shachro, hey, your brother is from your father, and then your brother from your mother, and that takes precedence for other Krovim. And the Krovim are Kodmim the Shechena. Rav Shlomo Aniye Beiso, Eilu Rambam, Eilu Zochen, Shachin, Rav Shlomo, what's a Shachin? Mishirogil Himo. So he wants to say that Shachin means that you have, you know, connections. Lo Mishadar Mishchunas Beiso. So, whereas he also has this idea that a shachin is something you're connected with, not necessarily somebody who lives near you. Shechinah, so he says, Mie Beisav, Shachar Asolom Misha Rogel Imo, Velom Misha Dar Mishkunas Beisav. So today, you know, we have all kinds of communication. You see, in the old days, you didn't have that communication. So, but you're not going to have shaykhis with anybody from... But today, you have phone, you have internet, you have all these methods of communication. So I can, my best friend could live in Australia, you know, or something like that. So he could be considered like a shaykhim in that. So that's the question, how modern, you know, technology can impact on the... on the Chiyuv Tzedakah.
You didn't know anyone outside your city.
Yeah, you didn't know anyone outside your city, so who are you going to know? Your city was the... So, but the question is, but does that take away the olden? Yeah. Right, so that's Sefer was saying, it doesn't take it away totally, maybe it makes it second tier, but it's still an Yircha Kipshuta. You know, and that's so that was okay. So Bez Hashem, the future Shirim will be continuing on these halachas of Kedima. What do you mean for Ani Yircha?
Yeah.
Kum Ma'ir, I guess. Yeah.
So Queens would be a different year.
You mean from Manhattan?
Yeah.
Right, is there a difference? Well, it's the outside of the year, so then the next city over. It might as well be in
California.
Yeah. Or maybe not. Yeah. Right. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue this.